okay, here's the deal. In case you didn't get enough of Kevin Bacon kicking butt, Jodie Foster has thrown her hat in the ring as a modern-day vigilante in The Brave One. After her boyfriend is killed and she's left for dead, a New York talk show host buys a gun and starts to go after the punks on the street. The Crying Game director Neil Jordan tries to put a sensitive intellectual spin on a feminist version of Death Wish, but he ends up wallowing in angst. Foster is put on display like a circus freak to emote for more than 2 hours with no real connection to the audience. The only thing that could have made this movie better is if it were revealed at the end that the leading lady were really a man. But we've been down that road before. The Brave One gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.